It's Tuesday. Hello, everybody. I'm Tom Turpeville. Thank you for logging on today to WTAW.com on this April 17th. And here's your sports. It's a big week for the second-ranked Aggie baseball team, starting tonight with a home battle with 7th-ranked Rice, then a split series with conference leader and 3rd-ranked Baylor this weekend. What happens in these next four games could have a big impact on whether the Aggies are given a top-8 seed when the NCAA selection committee meets next month after the end of the season. According to Boyd's World, who keeps up with RPIs, that's Rating Percentage Index, A&M is currently 13th, Baylor 6th, and Rice 18th. The actual RPI from the NCAA should come out today. Now, a week ago, before A&M lost to UT Arlington and then one game to Kansas, the Aggies' RPI was 4th. Rice is 27-11 for the year, and the Aggies are 26-8, and both teams have their highest ranking by Baseball America. It is indeed of a big week. Gabe Bock talked to Coach Rob Childress exactly about that.
Clearly just a huge stretch for your program starting on Tuesday night against Rice.
Well, this is what you play for, and this is where you want to be right where we're at and have everything out in front of you. You don't need anybody's help, and you just got to go, play your best baseball. It's not how you start, it's how you finish, and I know our guys and our coaches are embracing it and looking forward to tomorrow night's challenge and then obviously this weekend against Baylor.
Now, Baylor swept Kansas State. They're 15-0 in the Big 12, 30-7 for the year, and they've won 19 straight going into their game tonight, non-conference game with A&M Corpus Christi. Tonight at Bluebell Park, it'll be Candy Stubblefield getting his third straight Tuesday night start at the 6:35 game. We'll broadcast it here on 1620 starting at 6:05. High school baseball today, A&M Consolidated hosting Coppers Cove, Bryan hosting Harker Heights, and Rutter is at Cedar Ridge. In softball, Bryan hosts Shoemaker, Consols at Ellison, and Rutter hosts Maynor. The Aggie tennis team will take on the Texas Longhorns tonight, the women that is. That'll be at 6 o'clock at the Mitchell Courts. A couple of former Aggie basketball players are going to have a shot at the WNBA. Yesterday, Tyra White was drafted in the second round by the LA Sparks, and Sydney Carter was taken in the third round by the Chicago Sky. They're the 9th and the 10th former Aggie women's players to be drafted by the WNBA. Only 2011 draftees Danielle Adams of the San Antonio team and Sydney Colson of the New York Liberty are still active. Steven Strasburg pitched 6 innings for his second win of the season to lead the Washington Nationals to a 6-3 win over the Houston Astros yesterday. Tonight, Houston again is at Washington, while the Rangers start a series in Boston against the Red Sox. In the NBA last night, Denver beat Houston, Utah beat Dallas, and the San Antonio Spurs beat the Golden State Warriors 120-99 to move into the top spot of the Western Conference by 8 percentage points ahead of Oklahoma City. Richard Pitino has been hired to replace Isaiah Thomas as the basketball coach at Florida International. The 29-year-old son of Rick Pitino is leaving his dad's staff at Louisville to take over a program that hasn't had a winning season in 12 years. Johnny Jones was introduced as LSU's 21st head coach, a former player and assistant coach for the Tigers. Jones was the head coach at North Texas for the past 11 seasons. He replaces Trent Johnson, who accepted the same position at TCU. And finally, we told you about this last hour, some kind of a story here. The Crystal football that Alabama won for beating LSU in the BCS championship game in January was shattered over the weekend when it was accidentally knocked off of a display by the father of a current player. Athletic Department spokesman Jeff Puritan said that the Waterford Crystal Trophy was valued at $30,000, was on display at the Malmore Athletic Facility as part of the spring football game festivities in Tuscaloosa. He says the man stumbled on a rug that was under the trophy display. Puritan said the school is working with the American Football Coaches Association, which owns the trophy, on getting a replacement. It's not the first such incident. Florida's 2006 trophy was destroyed when it was accidentally knocked off a pedestal by a recruit in 2008. And in 2004, Florida State had two trophies stolen. Hey, and that's your look at sports, everybody. Thank you again for logging on today to WTAW.com. I'm Tom Turbeville.